Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not our favorite play call yesterday.
It was not.
Fourth down.
On a long list.
Short of the sticks.
Yeah.
Nick came in the last break and made a good point. He's like, the guy had trouble getting on the field last week. Now right. You're running the most important play of the game for him?
The game is on the line. And there he is. Fourth and one. Run a half-yard route. And then to avoid the tackler, why don't you run the other way? I like that.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite play call. It wasn't my favorite play design. Not my favorite execution there.
Not
as
ideal.
Well. But a lot to nitpick from that game yesterday. You start with the turnovers and work your way on down as the Patriots fall to 1-2 following the 21-14 loss again at Gillette Stadium. Curtis was hammering this home today. They never win at home. I mean, they have had trouble winning anywhere the last couple of years,
right,
but
right.
They never win at home. And that's something that is self-evident, but it's got to stop. It's Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Every Monday, we are joined by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store, and you can save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, thanks for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Tough one. We were just describing some of it there. You guys are now 1-2. How would you describe the team's performance through 3 weeks?
I think there's, obviously it's not good enough. You know, last week we were able to pull out the win. This week we obviously weren't able to pull it out. There's a lot to learn from, but I think there's a lot of good that we see too. It's just putting all the pieces together at the end of the day. And you know, we could say that all we want, but it starts by action first and foremost. So that's what we're looking forward to doing this upcoming week.
You know, you guys got off to a slow start. Pittsburgh scored touchdowns on their first two drives, but then you had a stretch there where you forced a lot of three and outs. You turned them over. What changed after those first two possessions?
I think it came down to first and foremost penalties. Penalties, I think, killed us on the defensive side in that first few drives. And then the second thing happened was our players just started making plays. Our guys just started making plays. So I think it, first and foremost, was the penalties. And then secondly was everyone started getting playing how we're supposed to play.
How, speaking of the penalties, is that something that on a weekly basis you try to figure out, you know, what is being called this week and what isn't? Because I feel like just from a fan's perspective, sometimes something's pass interference, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you look at a replay and all that's holding, and then other times it isn't. Is it something that early on in the games you guys are trying to figure out as well?
Yeah, I think it's different from crew to crew. Every crew is going to be a little different in how they call the game and what they let go. So that we do try to understand who's refereeing the game and trying to know who they are and what their personality is like, because it's impossible. Like, those guys have a hard job too. It's impossible to call a perfect game. We try to understand them week to week and understand what we might be able to get away with and what we might not be able to.
You had your snaps scaled back this week. Is that the kind of thing that the coaching staff communicates in game? Is that the kind of thing you kind of know is coming? How does that play out?
That's something we figured out in the game. Obviously, a little disappointed, but At the end of the day, we're just trying to do what's best for the team and move on from there.
You know, Aaron Rodgers has probably been in the league as long as you've been alive. So I'm curious, what was that like going up against him?
Yeah, it was my, I think, third time going against Aaron. He's a great player, obviously. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a really good quarterback. So it was fun to be able to go up against him. And, you know, obviously I wanted to win because last time we went up against him was the when he was on the Jets, and we ended up winning that one. So, but, you know, it's fun. It's cool.
Christian Gonzalez was back at practice in limited capacity last week. Would you expect to have him back here in week four against Carolina?
You know, that's between Christian, this training staff, and the coaches. I leave all like injury stuff to the head man and then to our training staff. So I can't speak on that one.
Okay. Christian Ellis joins us every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keith. Christian, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Christian Ellis brought to you by Drains by James, Shaw's and Star Market, and by Verizon. Hunter Henry scheduled to join us later on in the program today. Christian Ellis, it's tough. I mean, Jack Gibbons was getting more snaps than him down the stretch. Yeah. He answered a question that I was about to ask. He's like, we had too many penalties and then we made adjustments, which I think was his way of saying, I got benched and we started stopping the run. I didn't feel like they were ready to go yesterday. It's far down my list, but defensively, you can give him credit for making adjustments, and I do. And one of those adjustments, unfortunately, was more Gibbons and less Ellis. But they were not how Pittsburgh was running all over them the first couple of drives. Mm-hmm. And then they put a stop to it. I felt like they weren't ready to go yesterday. And that's a reflection on coaching. It is. So you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. Speaking of the coach, we're playing Mike Vrabel coming back. He said the fourth down play to Pop Douglas obviously wasn't the right play because we didn't get it.
Agreed.
That was Vrabel's stance on it. I also agree. Here's Pop Douglas after the game, Keith. And it's a quick exchange.
All right.
But just know, when you hear him chuckling and laughing in the middle, he's got a big giant smile on his face to match. They just lost the game. Here's Pop Douglas on that final sequence.
Fourth down play, is that designed for you to get to the sticks, or is that designed to go before and make a play?
It was a play. It wasn't designed for anything. It was just...
Did you think you were at the first down?
Not.
Or you didn't know where you
were? Yeah, I was somewhere by it. I know I was somewhere by it because we only had 2 yards.
So you knew you probably had to make a play, I'm guessing.
Yeah, facts.
Big facts.
It wasn't designed for anything?
Yeah, no, it was just a play. It wasn't designed for anything.
It wasn't designed for anything. Joshua Daniels is like, wait a minute, what? So what do you think I do? What do you think my job is?
It's just a play.
Pop?
Yeah.
So just a play.
Also.
So pretty funny, though. It is funny when you lose a game like that, and you're one of the main reasons why you lose the game, and somebody asks you a very legitimate question, and you decide to kind of laugh it off.
Yeah. Also, you were.
We are laughing.
I knew I was right around the first. I knew I was close to it.
All right, so this is
we only needed a couple yards. I knew I was right there.
I draw the line in the sand here. So we've talked a lot about Ramondre Stevenson, and we're going to talk a lot about Pop Douglas today. Feel free to join us. Yes. Feel free to join us in this.
He's out?
Yeah. What's the point?
What's the Greg Hill Show going to do now? They talk to him every other week. What are they going to do?
He can still do the phone interview if he wants.
Okay, good.
He can still do that. But here's the thing. Like, Ramondre Stevenson, very frustrating. I would take playing time away from him. I wouldn't even play him this weekend. But there's enough there. And if somebody gets hurt with the running backs, you're not going to be like, oh, man, I wish we had Ramondre back and whatever else. I would at least try it. With Pop Douglas, this year, you went into it thinking like he could be one of their top guys. Kayshon Boutte is definitely better than him. Steph Diggs hasn't done much, but he's better than him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mac Hollins is more reliable, and I would rather see Kyle Williams and even Efton Chisholm at this point.
Yeah.
Pop Douglas has been wildly unproductive. They were taking playing time away from it in the game that they did win. And then this, the way he even answered it, really has to bother you as a fan, too. Like, that was such a dumb play. Just wear it. Ramondre. Like, hey, the coach says they need you. He's like, I need to hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
100% right. Let's move on, and hopefully you can move on. With Pop Douglas being like, it wasn't really designed for anything. No, it was fourth and one. It was designed to get the first down.
It was designed to pick up the yardage to try to go win the game.
And if you ran a yard down the field and caught it, you would have had the first down. Also, I found it almost, I don't know if ironic's the right word, but on a weekend where Julian Edelman gets into the Patriots Hall of Fame, that guy on that play gets it 100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
Even if he caught the ball 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, he's getting it. But he wouldn't have caught the ball 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He would have ran the right route. And for some reason, if the way the defense was set up, if he was somewhat short, he would have immediately dove forward like a bullet and picked up the first down.
This is
the thing. The ball, they don't need me.
It was a play. It was a design.
It wasn't designed for anything. Douglas also had a play earlier in the game where, and the broadcast was like, oh, what a great play by him.
Oh, what a magician, where he like ducked under the tackle.
Yeah. But he was down.
He was completely
down. It was not a great play. He was down. He tackled himself.
Yeah.
He was not a great play. I was like, what are you talking about? I was so confused that they were like, I'm like, are they talking about a different play?
Yeah, he was so terrified of contact that he tackled himself.
Right, but he did the same thing where he's like, going around. But, you know, middle of the second quarter, first and 10 on your 35-yard line is not the same as game on the line, fourth and one. You need the yard. You don't have another opportunity for it. You can't get cute. You can't hit the spin move button. You can't do that right in that spot.
So look, I didn't like the play call. I wouldn't have thrown short of the sticks, okay? Just as a rule of thumb, not what I would do. I also wouldn't pitch backwards on fourth and short. They did that a bunch
yesterday. Away with that twice.
So like McDaniels hates running plays past the line of scrimmage. That's annoying, but it had worked. This is the only fourth down that didn't work yesterday. They were 4 for 4 before that one yesterday. This is more on Pop Douglas than Josh McDaniels. I didn't like the play call.
Yeah.
It's more on him. You got a knife for it, is what Vrabel said. Mm-hmm. Get the first down. Don't go backwards. And two, Orlovsky had this observation yesterday. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas is way off the line of scrimmage yesterday.
Yeah.
So maybe he thought he ran far enough down the field, or maybe Drake thought he ran far enough down the field.
But there's no excuse for that because he's not a guy that lines up on the line a ton anyway. Like, he's used to lining up off the ball. And so you have to have 7 guys on the line of scrimmage. He's one of the guys that was off. But I think Orlovsky pointed this out. There's a difference between being 2 yards off the ball and 1 yard off the ball.
Correct.
You still line up correctly. You wouldn't get flagged for it. But now in that spot where Drake May has a second to get the ball and throw it, you're one extra yard down the field. That's a first down.
That gets you a first down.
Right. They might be in overtime if you were able to catch run the right route.
I'm with you. I make an example of Ramondre, who did not get benched in the second half. He didn't have a touch. He played. He played more snaps in the second half. Not many.
Yeah, he was out there.
But he did. I would make an example of Ramondre inactive this week. You don't get a uniform this week. Okay? That's how I'd make an example of him. But you're right. Cutting him would be over reactionary.
Yeah.
Make an example of this guy by cutting him. He used to be pop on the tape, Douglas.
He sure is.
He should pop up on waivers today is where he should pop up. Because I don't need him back on the team.
Pop up on waivers, Douglas? That is a mouthful.
Pop up on the transaction log.
I don't hate it.
Is where he should be popping up today. It's a little wordy.
We got to
iron it out.
Of the transaction log,
But that's where he should be.
So his percentage of snaps so far this season was 63.4 in the first game.
Yep.
Down to 25% in week two. 39.2% this time around.
It should be zero and or snaps on another team.
I agree.
That's what it should be.
I agree with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.